88.9 Shine FM every Wednesday, checking in with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
The Enneagram. I know a lot of people talking about this and figuring out their personality type, and we're going to be talking about this throughout the month and next month, too.
That's right. And today, we're beginning with the heart types of the Enneagram. And the first of the heart types is type 2, the helper. Heart types react with emotions first. They connect with other people on an empathic level and make sense of the world by understanding their feelings about it. These types are guided by the feelings connected to their emotional relationships with other people. They value things such as emotional support, recognition, and inclusion. Types 2, 3, and 4 are the heart or feeling-centered Enneagram types. So here's the details on the helper today. Twos want to be liked and find ways that they can be helpful to others so that they belong. This type fears being unlovable. Twos are giving, supportive, caring, and servant-hearted people who want to be appreciated. People inhabiting the fiction story of the helper unconsciously believe they can't be loved for who they are, but only for what they do for others. It makes sense that they struggle then to notice their own needs, set healthy boundaries, and that they struggle sometimes with asking for help explicitly from those around them. So their passion is called pride, and their virtue is humility. So I'm a two, Mike. This is my personality type.
I could see you being a helper. You are a helper.
Yeah, that's right. Big shocker here, hey? and not that all psychologists are a type 2 on the Enneagram. That's not true, but it is common. But it was really interesting for me to learn about the passion is pride. And pride in the sense that not asking for what I need. Trying to do it all myself, or not registering or noticing what my needs are. So ultimately, the healthy helper is a person who recognizes the needs of others, but not at the peril of their own needs. So there's that balance of self-care and meeting your own needs while also being aware of and continuing to show love and support and kindness to those around you.
Okay. Good info we're going to get over the weeks ahead here. So we covered the helper today. We'll look at another one of the types next week. Kimberly, share a little bit about Eckert Center.
Well, as I mentioned last time, we're saying welcome back to Jason Bausch, who is a registered psychologist with over 17 years of experience. Once upon a time, at the beginning of his career, he worked here at Eckert Center, and I'm so glad to welcome him back. He specializes in career assessments and counseling services with a particular passion for young adults who are trying to launch into the big wide world of adult living. And he also is an excellent relationship counselor. And then the second person we're welcoming to our team is Madison Stevenson. She is a psychology student in university, and she is our resident blogger. And I'm so excited to say that she's continuing the dialogue that we began in March on the Rosenberg Reset, and people can check out her blog at eckertcenter.com, click the resource button, blog, and then you'll see Discovering the life you want. And then there's several blog posts there for your enjoyment. And just lots of wisdom of how to really be with and understand our emotional landscape.
Okay, lots of stuff going on. North and south locations, also online anywhere in Alberta. You can book that appointment, eckertcenter.com. And you may get a free consultation if you are caller number.
Well, this was type 2, the helper, so it's caller number two today.
Sounds good. 403-276-8888. More with the Enneagram and Kimberly next week. Thanks so much, Kimberly.
My pleasure.